Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Kathy Perry is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. She's back. Kathy is. Kathy is a social media specialist. She's the author of, co-author of Stepping Stones Success. She's the author of 52 Social Media Tips You Need to Know, and she's an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. She's our good friend, Kathy Perry. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you back. And, you know, I was reminding the audience, and I'll remind you, Kathy, even though you've heard me say this before, you're talking to the social media heretic. I'm a true believer who doesn't like the status quo. And how it's been interesting to me how social media took our society by storm. And I'm going to remind everybody also that I've said for a long time now, this is a craze. But it's not a fad. That means it is kind of all the rage right now, but it's not going to go away. But then, Kathy, not only did it sort of, take over our society, but now it's gotten, for the last couple of years or so, it's really, flowed over into the business world, into the marketplace. And whereas you and I as individuals have taken to this social media thing as individuals really well, it's not that intuitive for businesses, is it?
No, it takes a little bit of effort, and it's sometimes I liken it to we're learning a foreign language here.
Yeah, yeah, and what's interesting is what I've seen, Kathy, is that I'm a boomer, and it's not any harder for us though than it is for our kids. I shouldn't say that because I'm a little bit different. I mean, I'm so involved in technology, have been for so long. But do you think it's actually not hard to do? I don't think social media is hard to do or to understand.
I don't think it's hard to do. I think it's hard to understand how do you apply it in your business.
That's it.
And I think that's the issue that most small businesses grapple with.
Mm-hmm. And I do think the older, the more mature a business owner you are, the more experience, maybe I should say it that way, Kathy, the more experience you have running your business, that might make it a little bit harder to connect the dots between your traditional, classic 20th century maybe way of doing business and the second generation of the 21st century, which includes a fair amount of social media.
I agree. Now, the thing that's important, and, when we're talking about those tips that I want to share, one of the big ones is we still have to take those same principles of when we're off doing our regular business offline, belly to belly, and put it online. And so you still have to determine what are your market needs and what do they want and what desires do they have and what problems are you solving? So that's the same whether you're offline or online.
But how do you apply that? Now, see, everybody listening knows how to apply that, in the face-to-face world. And I also like to point out whenever I can, Kathy, that face-to-face is the original social media. So let's never forget that. But we're building online customer communities. How do we apply what you just said?
Yeah, I agree. And we're going to listen to the customers, but now the customers are talking online. So we want to listen to what they're saying there so that we can provide better services.
What would be an example of what they would be saying that we should care about in our business?
Well, they're discussing problems and issues that they're facing online, and because it is a social community. Mm-hmm. So when you tap into that and you have your pulse on your target audience and what they're talking about, then I can solve that. And here are ways that I can solve it with maybe a product or a service.
Mm-hmm. And now where do we, to me, there are two ways to find these conversations. Number one is just to go out and join our customers in their communities. But another way, Kathy, it seems to me, is to create your own community, inside of which you can actually foster conversations that are about your industry and how people use your products.
That's true. And it's Seth Godin has a book called Tribes. And so you really are creating your own tribe or your audience that they can have conversation among themselves. You build that community, but you're tapped into it in a very good way.
Right, exactly. And so that community, and that's the reason why, don't you agree, Kathy, that for a business owner, they need to think of customer communities, not social media?
I agree. I mean, because people understand it better.
It sounds more like ROI to me.
Well, we just need to have a language that people, small business people, understand, and that's the communication of just getting your arms around what social media is all about.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, so talk to us about how do we define a target market, as you talk about in your tip number five, in a social media setting.
Well, and you know, we actually talked about understanding who your customer is. So the more defined you are, the laser focused you are with knowing who your target market is, the easier it is to find them online.
Do you join groups? That's one thing that's happening out there. Is people are creating groups around certain thoughts and ideas,
yeah,
and preferences.
Well, certainly. And
so that's one good place to find people.
That's one thing. Yeah,
right?
The industry's there's lots of groups and associations, mm-hmm, in particular industries.
Twitter has lists. Facebook has groups. That kind of thing, right?
LinkedIn has groups. So
yep,
they all have a way for you to tap into your market segment.
But it just takes a little research, a little effort, and it's,
yep,
the kind of thing you can hire somebody to do, can't you?
Oh, yeah. And that's an easy thing to get the research done.
Right.
That's
now, Kathy,
definitely one of the things I do for my clients.
Give us your website, please.
www.kathyperry.com.
Kathy with a K, Perry with a P, .com on the end there, and you'll find her book, 52 Social Media Tips You Need to Know. Kathy and I will be right back. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. That's Jim with a J.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.